Hello, my little chickadees. Welcome to Agents of Narrative. I'm your host, Damien Gibson. And look, I apologize for this episode being out later than it was meant to be. The reason for that was that earlier in the week, I was in hospital with kidney stones. Holy crap, guys, seriously. The white searing pain that is associated with kidney stones leaving your kidney. I genuinely thought I was going to die. Anyway, so I apologize. It's a really good advertisement for pre-recording episodes and having them just sitting in the vault ready to go. Anyway, this is our, well, when I say our, I mean my top five songs of the year. It's always, I mean, five songs is difficult. I realize now why people do top 100 songs or top 50 songs or even top 10 songs, because five is, in some ways it completely focuses you on getting rid of anything, like, you know, anything that has any cons you completely dismiss. You're like, well, I don't like that baseline, so it's gone. But anyway, I think I'm pretty relatively happy with this top five. I think it's there's a couple of picks that seem to match up with a lot of critiques top fives, and then a couple that have been overlooked. The first one, number five, is one of those songs and just one of those bands that gets overlooked all the time. It's We Are Scientists with Handshake Agreement from their album Huffy. I think probably this has become, I mean, this is in my top five because that album has been a big part of my year, especially the last couple of months since the album's been released. But I've listened to Handshake Agreement on repeat since it was released. It's just the kind of music that I really like. It's upbeat pop rock, 16th beat, catchy pop songs that have two or three interesting parts to the song. And there's a theme of, on the album, and it's in this song, there's a theme of being angry with an ex-partner. And I think that's something we can all relate to. So anyway, here it is. Song number five, it's Handshake Agreement by We Are Scientists. This must be nice, just what you wanted, eaten alive. We've got that in common, cognizant of unconscious threats. Saw it all off, that's what I do best. Respectful dissent, cutting glass comments, you know what I said. But that's not what I meant, taking what's mine, rightfully owed. Number five there, Handshake Agreement by We Are Scientists. If you haven't listened to Huffy, the album that's off, check it out. It was in top five albums of the year. I can't even remember the order. Did I make it number one? I might have even made it number one. It was definitely in my top five albums of the year. Number four is by a British hip-hop artist called Little Sims. The song is called Introvert. It is about the imposed feeling of having to be an introvert as a black woman in 2021. I can't speak to that, obviously, but this song, outside of the importance of the subject matter, it's just a fucking great song. It's just an amazing song. This woman is only in her early 20s off the top of my head. So, the sky's the limit to see what she can do. I remember a time in my life where I like hip-hop, but I'm not, by any stretch. I think anyone who listens to my podcast knows I'm not a hip-hop guy. I'm very much a, middle-aged guitar music guy, but I, if I hear hip-hop that I like, I will definitely listen to it. I remember when I was, it's taken me a long time to come around to anyone doing hip-hop outside of America. There was such a long period of time where if I heard an English accent or an Australian accent doing hip-hop, it just completely dismissed it off the bat. Anyway, this is Little Sims with Introvert, song number four in the top five songs of the year.
To this, but if you can't feel pain, then you can't feel the opposite. The fight between the yin and yang's a fight you'll never win. I study humans, that makes me an anthropologist. I'm not into politics, but I know it's dark times. Parts of the world still living in apartheid. But if I don't take this winner's flight, that's career suicide. Though I should have been a friend when your grandma died. I see the illness in my aunt laying in her bed. I see her soul rising as her body gets closer to death. Sims are artists or Sim be the person. To you I'm smiling but really I'm hurting. I dedicate my life and gave my heart over 20 something years, left wondering how I even feel, but was it even worth it? I bottle up and let's spill it in verses. One day I'm wordless, next day I'm a wordsmith. Close to success but to happiness I'm the furthest. At night I wonder if my tears will dry on their own, hoping I will fulfill Amy's purpose. Angel said don't let ego be a disturbance. In the demon said motherfucker you earn this, like they strip you of everything you're deserving. Realize there is a prison and ask me a condition as fuck. Man, it's like they can't sleep till our spirit is crushed. How much fighting must we do? We've been fearless enough. Always seen as broken homes here in poverty. Corrupt government officials, lies and atrocities. How they talking almost threatening the economy. Knocking down communities to re-up on properties. I'm directly affected, it does more than just bother me. Look beyond the surface, don't just see what you wanna see. My speech ain't involuntary, projecting attention straight from my lungs. I'm a black woman and I'm a proud one. We walk in blind faith, not knowing the outcome. But as long as we're unified, then we've already won.
Is an amalgamation of everything. Rules are not to be played by rebels. The story of never ending. Your introversion led you here. Intuition protected you along the way. Feelings allowed you to be well balanced, and perspective gave you foresight. The top of the mountain is nothing without the climb. Only the strong will survive. Only the strong will survive. Truth unveiled with time. As you embark on a journey of what it takes to be a woman.
Man, what an epic song. I mean, you know, clocks in at 7 minutes, 6.5, 7 minutes. That's Little Sims' Introvert off her album Sometimes I Might Be an Introvert. Again, another great album. Check it out. God, I sound so much like Molly Meldrum right now. Do yourself a favor. Check it out. Blah, 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 blah. Okay, number three is a guy who I featured a couple of times on the podcast throughout the year. Made some money living in the UK. Seemed to dislike him for some reason. The feeling I get about him from mates of mine is that he's a bit of a pop tart, in the sense of, like, you know, he's not a serious musician, and therefore should be treated with disdain. He is very young, I will say that. This song is not a pop song by any stretch of the imagination. This is Sam Fender with the song I. There is definitely a structure to this song that has been ripped a bit from John Lennon, but that's okay. The best artists borrow, you know. Geniuses borrow, is it? Like, or good artists borrow and geniuses steal. Something along those lines. I just love this song. This was one of those songs that I would legitimately, you know, just play on repeat in the shower as I was getting ready each morning. I think there's a lot of lyrical content in here that I can relate to as well, of like, you know, trying to not be labeled and trying to find your own frame of mind and your own set of ideals is difficult at the best of times. It's difficult for a 42-year-old guy like me to do, and he's 24, Sam Fender, so and has become famous really quickly. And anyway, there's some interesting themes discussed in the lyrics, but also it's just a banger of a song. So here it is, number three, I by Sam Fender.
Get nailed at a cross in real time and in theirs. They watched Buddha the fall to the Romans. They watched Lenin as they shot him dead. They watched Jackie pick up Kennedy's head. They watched kids go to Epstein's bed. They watched Hollywood whitewash remake movies of napalm falling like water or rock. They watched the atom bomb reduce two cities to dust and paint the old narrative.
That song holds up. I'm glad I put it in at number three. Sometimes you listen to a song a lot on repeat and then it sort of disappears out of your rotation. And I hadn't actually listened to that for a while. I just remembered thinking like, well, if I listen to this song on repeat for 4 weeks in a row, it's got to be in my top five songs of the year. And it's a really, really good piece of songwriting. I hope Sam Fender concentrates on writing more tunes like that as his career moves on. We're up to number two. There's a part of me that has imposter syndrome a little bit with this band because I didn't come to them myself. There's a couple of mates of mine who are really into them, and I've sort of not been dragged kicking and screaming to be a fan of this, but it did take me a while to sort of wrap my head around like, oh, okay, yeah, it's a post-punk sort of thing. And But I genuinely think the next band, Idols, are doing something really significant and are a really important band. And are just great. Are just really great. And this song was the moment for me where I was like, oh, fuck, they're a brilliant band. They're not, there's not just one gear with them. There are, there's levels and, yeah, so this is Beachland Ballroom. Full disclosure, I keep going to call the song Beachwood Ballroom for some reason, but it's Beachland Ballroom. It's my number two song of the year that I don't know the name of. It's an amazing piece of music. It really does have a Motown feel to the production of it. This song was featured in the podcast earlier in the year, where I sort of went into it in a bit more depth. It's just a great song. If you haven't heard Idols before, you're in for a treat, my friend. Going to see them this year with those two mates, Matthew and Lucas. So I'm really excited for that. Hopefully the cron is gone by then. And we're all, you know, we've all had 5 vaccinations by then. We could go out. Anyway, Idols, Beachland Ballroom, number 2 in the top 5 songs of the year, Agents of Narrative.
Damage! Damage!
just taking the needle off the record there. Yeah, Beachland Ballroom by Idols. Just a phenomenal song. Well, here we are, ladies and gentlemen. Number one. The number one song of the year. And you know it's the number one song of the year because it's Agents of Narrative's number one song of the year, which means it's definitive, which means end of discussion, full stop, no more bullshit. Number one song of the year is Sharon Van Etten and Angel Olsen, like we used to. There isn't really much else I can say about this song that hasn't been said in everybody else's top 10 songs of the year list. every person I've played this song to throughout the year has loved it. And I just think it's got, it may not have been written about the pandemic and lockdowns and stuff like that, but it really does have that kind of lonely, lost feeling in the music of this song that will stick with me in 15, 20 years time. When I hear this song, I will think of lockdowns, which is probably not what Van Etten and Olsen wanted to when they put this song together. But yeah, look, the production, the chorus, the bridge going into the chorus is one of the biggest things I've heard in music in a long time. And then it goes to a chorus that's even bigger. I just can't say enough good things about this song. There's been sort of a running joke that I've had with myself that I called it my song of the year on the first episode like 6 months ago. So there was almost a part of me that was like, well, I've got to make it number one because I said it was number one. But it legitimately is my favorite and also what I think is the best song of the year. If you guys haven't seen it, I'll put a link in the show notes of the two of them doing this acoustically on Jimmy Kimmel. It's stunning. All right, guys, look, here's the number one song of the year. I'm not going to come back and say anything afterwards. If you can support me, I've signed up for a Buy Me a Coffee page, which basically just means that you can donate some money to me if you want to help keep the podcast going. There are financial burdens that I have to take on to make the podcast, and I love doing it, and I would sort of keep paying for it anyway. But if you want to show me some support, I'll put the link in the show notes, and you can, $1, $2, anything helps. It's not a subscription thing. It's not like Patreon where you have to, keep doing it monthly and you get direct debits taken out. You can just donate some money to me. It's like a tip. And at the very least, I can buy myself and my girlfriend a coffee. That'd be nice. You can have a warm feeling thinking about Damien and Kelly are having a coffee right now on me. See, that would be good. That'd be nice, wouldn't it? Anyway. Here is, also thanks for supporting the show. You can follow us on social media. I've got to be honest, I've deleted all the social media apps off my phone, so there's just not going to be that much of an update on there. I'm the worst salesman of all time. But follow us on social media anyway, because I will at least put new episodes up there, so you'll know when the new episode comes up. But the best way to know when new episodes come up is to subscribe or follow us in your podcast player, and then you get all the episodes all the time ever. Anyway, thank you for supporting us this year. I will be back on Monday with top five films of the year, and then the Monday after that with the top five TV shows, and then hopefully a couple of interviews, and then the normal monthly show as well. All right, guys, here they are, Sharon Van Etten and Angel Olsen with Like I Used To. Number one song of the year.
Will the mug really